tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It looks like you're Kansas City Royals bandwagon is officially empty again, right?
Yeah.
They suck so bad.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not yelling at you, but
I am talking
to our buddy Brett from Red Zone Tickets last night. Red Zone, we are paid spokespeople for Red Zone Tickets. Tickets all across the country to any event you want to go to, sports, concerts, the whole deal. And you're in town for the College World Series coming up, Red Zone Tickets. But I asked him, what do you want us to push? And he said, you got to push this. This Tigers Royals, they are in town tomorrow night.
Right.
Yeah. Major League Baseball is in Omaha at TD Ameritrade, great stadium.
Regular season game, when it counts.
A regular season game when it counts.
And, at the College World Series Stadium.
And I remember when they announced, and it's going to be beautiful here in our city tomorrow night.
It is.
And I remember when they announced this a year ago, I thought, man, that's going to be a tough ticket.
It's not?
It's not.
Oh.
So where's the bandwagon?
Maybe they're all out of town.
It's Major League Baseball.
That's crazy.
And it's a real game.
I figured it was already sold out.
So did I. RedZoneTickets.com.
Huh.
Paid spokespeople. And Brett's the best, by the way. Good
That's
people.
Crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I had to look it up because he said, no, we're having trouble with this Royals game. Help me out with that. I'm thinking, Royals? I'm thinking, are they in town? Is that tomorrow?
Do people not know it's happening or something?
Well,
I mean,
and I haven't heard a lot of advertising, at least locally.
Yeah.
And that's on them.
Yeah.
That's on the Royals, whoever spends the money, right.
Because I remember reading
you gotta
about it.
You got to advertise. Advertising works.
When they scheduled it, I remember reading about it.
I thought it would sell out.
I haven't been reminded since, up until now.
Yeah, and they've done some other things like this at minor league stadiums and Little League fields and stuff like that. And they've always, at least the pictures, it's always been sold out.
Well, they do the minor one. They play the Triple A team here once in a while. That's in the spring before it starts. And a lot of the stars don't come. I remember that.
Yeah.
No. I'm talking about nationally, the Major League Baseball. Two Major League Baseball teams will play each other at like a little league park or something like that.
Don't they do that in Williamsport?
They do it in Williamsport,
Yeah. And that it never has a problem with attendance.
No, so who's,
I thought this the same.
Who's giving up the home game?
The Royals.
Royals.
Okay. Yeah.
And they're probably going to have about the same amount of people in the stands, it sounds like.
But come on, Royal fans. I mean,
that's crazy, man.
I'm not going down like either team. And I'm busy tomorrow night. But the fact is, hell, it's the Pirates there. I'm there in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat. And they suck right now.
Right. Even the sucky Twins, I'd be there.
Are they going to use aluminum bats? That'd be awesome.
Somebody would die.
Some pitcher would die.
The Twins don't suck this year. At least right now. They don't suck.
But they're not here. It's the Tigers.
No, they're not. The Tigers.
If you're a Detroit Tiger fan and you're in this city.
And the Kansas City
Royals. How did that happen?
I don't know, but you're here.
You know? Now, the Kansas City Royals have our hero Alex Gordon, don't they?
Yeah, and yeah, they do. Yeah.
But the Royals won the World Series a couple years back. Come on, fans. Where you at?
They all be gone. All
I
those
know.
Guys be gone.
The
except for AG
gone,
and
man.
Like two other guys.
I know, the team's not as nearly as good, obviously. They suck right now.
No, they're awful.
They're right.
Well, we got another Royals fan coming in here in about 10 minutes, and that might be the entire collection.
He's probably going.
Royals fans in the city.
No, he probably forgot, too. That'd be Nick Allen. All right.
This day in history is one of my favorite baseball stories. We're talking baseball. This day in 1970, Doc Ellis no-hit the San Diego Padres.
Yes, and?
Now, that just sounds like a random baseball story. I mean, he did walk eight and hit a guy
in
a no-hitter, but that was probably because he was on acid.
Yes. Doc Ellis he would wear curlers in the dugout, too.
I love that. Yeah, and the commissioner told him not to anymore, so he continued to do it. There's even baseball cards with him in hair hair curlers.
Really? Curlers, right, yeah.
Curlers.
Well, he had to keep the throw going, yeah.
So this dude, the day before he was supposed to be on the mound in San Diego against the Padres for the Pirates, he went to visit a friend in L.A. This is a story.
Right.
He took some acid, stayed up late, they drank, did drugs, all of a sudden didn't know what day it was, woke up the day he was supposed to start, thinking it was the day before he was supposed to start.
Yeah.
So he woke up the morning that he's supposed to pitch, and he's, you know, maybe had a couple hours of sleep, been drinking and doing drugs all night. So he decides, oh, man, I ain't got to pitch till tomorrow. I'm going to do some acid today. And then 2 hours later, they figure out he's got a pitch in San Diego, reportedly. So he gets on a plane from L.A., makes it to the park hour and a half before the first pitch. He says he remembers diving out of the way of a ball he thought was a line drive. He jumped. the ball wasn't hit hard and never even got to the mound.
We've all been there. Yeah. But he still threw strikes. Yeah. He threw strikes.
He threw a no-hitter. He did walk eight guys. He did hit a guy in the ear hole. I mean, so he did lose some focus at times. But somehow he made it through nine innings and pitched a no-hitter.
I bet just his own curveball freaked him out.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, look at the seam.
See that? You see that? His curveball had trails.
The third baseman just caught that cat that came flying off the bat. Yeah.
He said he saw Richard Nixon as the ump. He said Jimi Hendrix was in the batter's box. A lot of people have discredited the story. He told the story. I'm a believer in the story.
He was wild enough, they said.
Yeah, in 1974, I was just reading more about the story to remind myself about it. I hadn't seen this one. In 1974, he said he told the Reds going in. This was back in the day of the Big Red Machine, right. You know. And he told the Reds to intimidate him, he was going to hit every Cincinnati batter.
Right.
Well, he got five hitters into it. He had already hit the first three, threw over the heads of Tony Perez and Johnny Bench before he got pulled.
Yeah. I wish I'd
been seen a guy just go at the head of the first five batters, man.
Yeah, I don't doubt him. You see stuff. You really do see stuff.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was too young. I mean, I was a Pirate fan. I was just too young to remember all that stuff happening.
In 70.
I mean, I didn't know all those backstories because you didn't hear much about acid on the street.
Right.
And you know, people talking about acid.
Could you even get away with hitting three batters in a row that nowadays?
No. Not with somebody charging or they're throwing you out.
They'd run you.
They'd run you after two, probably.
There would be retaliation. Yeah. And
you mentioned that him forgetting the day reminds me of the Lawrence Taylor story, which he told, which I believe, back in the day when he was partying, which was the whole time he's with the Giants.
Always.
He was out drinking and partying one night, and the next morning got into his car and started driving home and was driving past Meadowlands.
The stadium.
Yeah, and saw stuff happening and thinking, what's going on? And people, why are cars in there? Why are people starting to show? There was game
day. I gotta play.
And he pulled in. He pulled in and acted like he was just supposed to be there.
He probably had six sacks.
Yeah, he probably did. He didn't realize the game was that day.
Wow. It was game day.
Game day.
Not practice.
It's his story. He said he was driving past it and realized there was commotion going on at the stadium already in the morning. It must have been early. He might have been up all night. Who knows?
Yeah.
And said, what's going on there? And he started driving in and realized it was Sunday morning. It was game day.
Yeah.
That story's crazy.
That is crazy.
Period of time that he liked his crack.
Yes.
Man, if he was up all night, how was LT going to stay up and play the game? I mean,
man, I don't know.
You like a bunch of crazed dogs.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I had to turn to some substances.
Yeah. You may have. Couple underage hookers.
He might add some sleep. Who knows?
Coach, you'll need a couple underage hookers at halftime.
Not much.
Doc Ellis passed away in 08 of cirrhosis of the liver, by the way. On that note.
I forgot he died. 08, he's passing away. Yeah, I knew that, but I didn't know when it was
just
from.
Some of those guys, you can't doubt their stories.
No.
Well, not anymore.
No.
You got to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Right. Ass.
Yeah,
you know, it's possible. If he took acid the night before, he could have still been just seeing
stuff. Well, then he took some the morning too, because he didn't think he had to pitch.
That's a little hair of the dog.
Try this.
My pitching, you should check with your manager, see if you're pitching first.
He couldn't text him in 1970.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Hey, boss,
you couldn't text
I got to go today?
You couldn't even get a direct line. Good point. Yeah.
And more acid. Hair of the dog with acid is bad.
You avoid the come down.
Because unless you know, nobody knew about the micro dosing back then. That might have helped.
Might have. I remember high school soccer. I was a good soccer player. I played select teams and stuff, but my high school team was inner city, and we had, you know, the other good player didn't speak English.
Yeah, I've seen Spanish. Yeah.
Right? So I never really knew what position I was going to play because I just kind of had to play the whole field. Mm-hmm. And my senior year, I remember we had a 5 o'clock game, and when we got done with class, me and a friend who typically played goalie had to go get our prom tuxes fit and all that stuff. So we decided to smoke some stuff and drink.
Yep.
And then just go play this awful soccer game because we were playing somebody good in town. Yeah. And it was just mind-numbing to just get browbeat by guys that were my teammates in select soccer, right?
They had better high school teams.
Oh, my God, yeah. So we get there. I'm tuned up, actually, and I find out I'm playing goalie. Like, what?
Who finds out they're playing goalie?
Well, that's how it works.
Isn't that a position?
Yeah.
But you weren't a goalie, were you?
Well, I had played it in practice and stuff. I'd played it in some games.
So you basically found out you were pitching.
Yeah, it was kind of the same story. Right, I had some amazing saves. I mean, the ref was even like, "Oh my god, wow!"
And did the ball just move a little slower for you?
I don't know, man. It was a long second half, though. I'll tell you that at that age.
Did anybody smell any booze off you?
I'm sure, but it couldn't sit me.
You don't hear a lot of stories about great performances while I was drunk and high.
No.
Yo, like cocaine, acid, you can get moments of laser focus out of that. Usually not with the weed and alcohol.
No, not weed and alcohol. No. No.
It happened.
Yeah, boxers don't say. I was really high and drunk.
Not that you can't
ring, right?
Go off the rails if you're tripping on acid or full of cocaine, but there are moments where you could actually focus.
Which, again, makes it incredibly stupid why they test for weed.
Yes, it is.
Not helping anybody.
No.
I don't know.
Not performance enhancing.
How did Doc Ellis, I mean, in soccer, you just play till they blow the whistle.
Right.
But in baseball, you got to know the count, the outs. And plus, I mean, how many times is he just sitting out there thinking,
plus, he's responsible for the pace of the play, too. Right. He's the pitcher, you know.
He could just be lost and digging his cleat into the dirt.
And then look around and say, how long was I here?
Look at that dirt, man.
Why are people looking at me?
Did that take a long time,
dude? I'm pitching. Why is everybody looking at me? Oh, I'm pitching.
He's been towing the rubber for 3.5 minutes now. What are we waiting for?
Again, I think when you're drunk or stoned, you lose more track of time than you would be if you were on LSD.
I don't know, man.
Couldn't speak on that one.
I don't know either. I think you're just sitting there not realizing what's going on for a while.
Greg, help me out.
Why is everybody...
What did you just say? That you would probably...
You wouldn't know anything where you're at.
No, I think when you're high, when you're full of weed, it's really...
Time, oh, we know that. I've seen
time
you guys
goes
high.
Quickly or time goes slowly. It doesn't go at a normal pace.
There's no way in hell that guy...
I'm just saying it's very
not
easy
on
to
the
lose.
Acid, it goes at no pace.
Yeah, so I'm thinking he could be standing around that mound for a while on acid.
As the next pitcher is coming out, like, hey, can I have the ball? Can I have the ball, dog? Like, uh-oh, yeah, man.
All right, Jeff.
Y'all up?
Go ahead, Jeff.
Me and a group of my buddies used to take a bunch of speeders before ball games. And of course, it sucked because I never knew if I could get my helmet off. I felt like my hair was growing so much.
Oh, you had a You said speeders?
Yeah.
You play football in speeders, really?
Yeah.
Man.
There's about four of us that get around and just, you know, whatever we get our hands on, we're popping the play.
Man.
That makes sense. And,
I didn't know how the coach didn't know.
Yeah. Wasn't that North Dallas 40 where they had the bowl full of white crosses or black beauties?
Black beauties, those things are nasty.
Supposedly it's the same way in the NFL now. It's just paint their pain pills.
Right.
Well, those were
your candy.
Amphetamines, I think.
Right.
Alpers.
Yep. So the Gals World Cup is getting a lot of conversation right now as the U.S. women win 13 rip against the 34th ranked team in
the
tournament.
They're also the favorite to win the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, sure, but they beat the 34th ranked team. So, like, they
I heard it's going to be a blowout. Yeah.
Yeah, but how in the hell did. I mean, the women
qualified.
They scored more goals in one game than the men have in the last three World Cups they've been in. How did the women get so far?
Well,
ahead and advance.
I don't
man.
Know. I discussed this earlier. And Tyler mentioned that
the best athletes in women's sports play soccer and basketball
because volleyball.
There's less
and
opportunity for women in sports.
The best athletes in the U.S. Men athletes do not play soccer.
Uh-huh.
They don't
mostly. I would agree with that.
We don't grow up with it. I mean, we don't kick the ball in our yard every day like we do football and baseball and even basketball.
It's
bigger than baseball anymore, playing in the yard.
Yeah.
And I don't think – and it's not a hammer on soccer. It's just that boys don't play it. Like, I know there's more teams. There's more select teams. But these other countries, that is their life.
Yeah,
here's
that's
a ball.
It. Yeah.
Here's a ball.
And white girls can't play football.
And like you said, the best athletes play football.
And is soccer one of those sports where when you're coming up as a kid, if you're really, really good, it costs thousands and thousands of dollars to play on those?
Definitely.
Is that another rich kid sport?
That's what baseball's become, too.
You can make it that. You can make any sport that.
That's
now.
True.
But
these
I think the best athletes don't play soccer. I mean, they're great athletes that play
just
soccer.
Just bottom line, huh?
I mean, I don't think I'm that's not my
male athlete.
That is not my
The
best male athlete.
That's not only my take. I've seen it on TV.
No. It makes sense.
Male athletes, right.
You know, it's like changing in the United States.
It is changing, but it's been changing for years. It's still not that good.
It's very slow.
Right.
I noticed more black American players in college baseball than I have in a long time.
Yes, yes.
And that number has been down in baseball.
Yeah.
The American, African-American population in Major League Baseball is like 2% or
but
something.
But I am like Kornheiser on this. I don't, and they yell at him about this, because he's not a soccer purist in either way. He still doesn't understand how a country of 300 million people can't beat a country of a million people
that,
in soccer.
And that's kind of where I'm at.
That doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense. We should be able to beat that team.
Yeah, I mean, just because the greatest athletes are playing football or basketball don't
still,
mean
there's
none
great athletes,
left.
A lot of great athletes playing soccer.
Who have been trained their whole life to play soccer.
Right. Yeah, but you also got to realize that just because there's 300 million people, numbers don't necessarily make you all that superior.
Well, it's
just sheer numbers.
But yeah, but
should.
The sheer chance of having more guys that can play higher. I mean, you're
right.
Better
play at
chance.
That level. You would think at that level. Because college soccer is huge in this state, in this country.
It actually is.
Yes, it's huge.
It actually is.
Right.
But if sheer numbers were the case.
But I don't care if we don't win. I don't want to win in everything. Everybody hates us anyway,
especially now. We would be the best at everything.
Yeah.
And we're not the best at everything.
Oh, I know that. Oh, well, obviously.
Now,
we got a lot of people.
Proved that yesterday in Council Bluffs, not the best in everything.
Now, this may be the one case where I would probably stand up and say, yeah, those gals probably should be paid like the men.
Oh, they did. Well, apparently.
They perform at a higher level.
Yes, they do.
But a way higher level.
Yep. Yeah.
No, but they don't generate.
They got to generate more than the men.
Better ratings.
The men don't generate jack.
No, I'm sure the TV rights for the Men's World Cup is 10 times more than the Women's World
but
Cup.
But they should get paid equal to the men.
This is the one case where I'm looking at, like, these equal. Gals dominate.
Yes.
Like, they should make more. Maybe they should at least make more than they do.
Yeah.
The gap should be the closest of all of them.
I think equal to men. I think
and at some point, if they keep winning like this.
They are winning like this all the time.
Yeah, well, the money for TV will start cut. Will go higher.
I still think they should be paid equal.
No, I think you should get paid by how much revenue you generate.
This is the USA soccer. They can pay what they want. They got money. And they win.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they're just giving them the same percentage as the men of the TV revenue and other stuff. I don't know either.
Didn't they strike and kind of win? I thought they won something. I thought the women actually won some concessions.
Team?
Yeah,
I think they did.
Yeah.
But we can't do that because you know how pissed people get when people get raises.
Oh, that's right.
God, yeah. They were protesting the pitch, I know, for a while, where the men could not play on anything but grass, and they were forced
that's
to
right.
play on crappy
grass. They were, which is not fair. I didn't watch it, but, you know.
No.
It was on yesterday, but all I could do was going to be a blowout. And I
13-0, they scored their last goal in extra time, which is kind of funny.
Really?
Yeah. They just kept piling it on.
No, you got to pull up.
Yeah.
Do you? It's a World Cup.
Didn't they say there's some sort of tiebreaker that hinges on total goals scored?
No, there might be.
So
That's different then.
Only one gal in Forbes' top 100 highest paid athletes this year.
This includes endorsements, right?
Yeah, and that's really where most of these people make their coin.
One gal, guess who it is?
She had some time off for pregnancy, so she wasn't even. There were no
Serena.
Gals last year.
Serena.
It is Serena.
Oh, yeah, Serena. Yeah.
She's 63rd.
Okay.
You know who the top five are?
That's where the money is kind of equal, I think.
In tennis?
Men and women in tennis.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe at Wimbledon, they all make the same.
Because women's
tennis. Draws more ratings.
Women's tennis is fantastic.
They volley more.
Yeah. Right. The women's tennis gets ratings just as good as men, anyway.
Yeah.
And they grunt.
Have you seen the list? The Forbes list?
But I'm guessing with endorsements, it's got to be first of all, it's got to be a couple boxers in there.
Remember Mayweather didn't fight last year.
Oh, he didn't fight. Okay. He'd be the one if he fought.
Canelo Alvarez is fourth.
You've got some soccer players in there at number one, I know.
This is worldwide, right?
And didn't Alvarez get some big TV deal?
Oh, so it's what's his face?
Is it Messi at number one?
No. Messi, a clear number one, 127 mil.
How about Ronaldo?
Ronaldo, number two, 109 mil.
Now name the third soccer player.
That's right. That's another soccer player. It is another soccer player.
Name me three soccer players.
Kyle Rote Jr.
We know the third name. It's another big name that we're just forgetting.
Landon Donovan.
No, you've heard this one.
Another soccer guy.
Neymar.
Pele. Kyle Rowe Jr. and Pele.
So we got three soccer players in the morning. We got three soccer players, a boxer, number five. Do we see an NFL player or is it an other sport?
Other.
Or the field? NFL or the field?
NFL, NBA or the field?
The field.
NBA.
Field, Roger Federer.
Oh, I've heard of tennis.
$86 million in endorsements.
Yeah, worldwide.
Oh, yeah,
they love that.
He left Nike and went to some other company.
Quid
and they
pro
gave
or
him
the
plus, it's
huge
worldwide. He's probably on every TV everywhere in the country.
Oh, that guy's a global
pimping
star.
Something.
I would
star,
also
star.
Guess there's a baseball player ahead of any football player.
Actually,
no.
No,
this is endorsements, Todd.
We're just, well, it's combined. It's everything combined. Yeah. But most of the guys at the top of the list, they do have heavy endorsements. So some, though, we're just talking about this off air. Though, three of the richest deals in sports history were signed last year by baseball players.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys not in the top 10. I think they're barely in the top 50.
Yeah, baseball.
They don't get endorsements.
They don't.
Not big dollar endorsements.
No, they, they get their own shitty endorsements. And
that's
not
it. And that's not Russell Wilson, Bose money, or Aaron Rodgers, State Farm money.
Well, and they don't get huge upfront payments of money like
guaranteed
the NFL
dollars.
Guys do. They just get it equaled out.
But Harper
has
some national commercials, and so's Trout. But other than that, you don't see a national
still not in the top 10. Russell Wilson, number 6 on this list.
Really?
Aaron, number 7. Well, remember Russell Wilson had the richest deal.
Oh, yeah.
Some of others passed it, but then he's got a lot of endorsements, too.
And I think both of those were north of $60 million right now at signing.
Right. Aaron Rodgers, 7th. LeBron, the first basketball player, at 8. Then it's Steph. Then it's KD. So top 5, not NFL or NBA. Then they round out the top 10. 35 of the 100 are NBA. Only 19 of the 100 are NFL, which is interesting because I think the NFL's yearly revenue take
is bigger.
Is bigger than NBA. Yeah,
they don't care. New players come along all the time in the
NFL.
Right. That's why.
You got to make 125. Wait. You got to make $25 million to make the top 100. No NHL, no NASCAR people in the top 100 this year.
Nobody's watching that.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody's watching it. Although there's a game tonight, game 7, I guess. So go whoever you want to win.
And Boston fans are freaking out because SoTom is let's see, 1, 2, 1, 2. SoTom.
It's because his wife, he's a kept man.
He is he is the 5th highest paid Boston athlete.
Really?
Well, yeah,
which
the
Red
is crazy.
The Red Sox pay a lot.
Irving.
Kyrie, okay.
Gordon Hayward.
Hayward, they're both.
Al Horford from Landsake.
Yeah.
Well, NBA
and David Price.
Yeah.
And NBA Price money
made more than
silly.
SoTom.
Only 12 guys in the NBA team, but that's a lot of cash. Right. Hopefully Thomas pissed and strikes or something like that.
Yeah, man, he should.
Yeah. Thank you, Petey.
Thank you.
Who'd you play against? Who'd the Benson Bunnies lose to that game?
Oh, man, it was
when you were stoned,
one of those stupid schools that you knew you were going to lose. Losers.
We'll take that call. If you kick the ball past Petey Mack, you still lost. You must have you couldn't have saved everything.
No, I didn't say that.
I thought you said you saved a bunch of.
Oh, I had a bunch of great saves.
Yeah, but because he was in goal, he wasn't scoring.
Yeah, I had a bunch of great saves. Yeah, one of the best saves I've ever seen in my life.
No, I'm talking about how many they score against you. How many they score against you?
Oh,
if you lost, they had to score against you.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I don't remember.
Well, they had to score at least one.
Oh, for sure, they scored probably 3 or 4.
Okay,
or 8 or 9.
All right.
Who knows?
There were lots of shots on goal, so percentage-wise.
They just kept coming. It was like practice for them, man.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.